Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. Today, I wanted to discuss the importance of a positive nitrogen balance for optimal growth in your training routine. All macronutrients contain carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, but it's protein that stands out with its unique nitrogen molecule. This is crucial for your intense training as protein is the key player in repairing tissues, bones, cartilage, hair, skin, nails, and even your blood. The average person needs a healthy supply of protein to support all of these. However, for athletes and consistent weight trainers, the protein needs are even higher due to the extra stress and accelerated muscle tissue breakdown. A high protein intake ensures that all these protein needs are met. While a high protein diet is essential for meeting your protein needs, it's equally important to maintain a balanced intake of carbohydrates and fats for energy. This ensures that none of the protein is diverted from muscle growth to supplement your energy needs. But it's not just about protein intake, it's about the right kind of protein in the right amounts. When we talk about the right kind of protein, we mean all amino acids, especially the 9 essentials that the body cannot produce. The other 11 are considered non-essential because your body can synthesize them. The amount of protein needed is a topic of debate in the fitness world. Some suggest that if you train with any intensity, you may require 3 grams of protein per pound of body weight. On the other hand, scientific research suggests that for the same activity level, you only need 1 gram per pound. It's important to consider these numbers in terms of calories and your individual needs. If you weigh 200 pounds and consume 3 grams of protein per pound of body weight, you're eating 600 grams of protein or 2,400 calories of protein alone. Conversely, at 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, that translates into 800 calories of protein per day. That's quite a difference, which is why it's important for you to determine your needs by experimenting. This is where nitrogen balance testing comes in handy. The most accurate method is lab testing done with urine samples. I suggest starting with the lower amount and seeing how your body responds, as everyone's body reacts differently to stress and recovery based on things such as metabolism and muscle density. Remember, protein is all about recovery and rebuilding tissue. The second element of recovery is rest. As emphasized in previous Fitbits, way more overtraining than undertraining happens at the amateur level. If you don't give your body the necessary downtime to recover, the amount of protein you're ingesting becomes primarily meaningless. A positive nitrogen balance is essential for muscle growth, as it ensures that your body is not stealing nitrogen from other tissues for energy. But always remember that everybody is different, and you need to experiment to determine the best amount of protein for your specific needs. And don't forget to rest. Thanks again for tuning into this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please stay safe and healthy.